Now that the state budget has been passed, school districts in New York have a better idea on what to expect in state aid as voters get ready to decide local school budgets on May 16th. The executive director of the New York State School Boards Association, Tim Creamer, says there was uncertainty when the budget was late, but the funding numbers have come in.
This year, we got $1.1 billion in additional state aid, of which $700 million of that is in foundation aid. That's the kind of aid we really cherish because it is more flexible, it's a little more predictable, it is used to direct resources where they're needed most.
There was a sticking point right near the end that was finally resolved, and that's more funding for charter schools.
That was a sticking point, and it seemed to cause a huge amount of confusion, and it was just kind of evidence of how the politics have gotten into this budgeting process more so than ever before. But there were people who had supported charter schools and expected their legislators and the governor to help them out, and that really became one of those final budget determinations. And as I understand it, as best I can, the rate for tuition reimbursement, for charter school students will go up $500 per student. That's paid for by the home district, the district that sends the student to the charter school. But I am led to believe that it is reimbursed by the state at some later date. The district has to upfront it, but they're going to get paid back sometime later.
You mentioned earlier the school budgets are coming up for vote May 16th. Now that we know what's going to happen and now that we know what the tax rate, the tax cap rate will be, do you expect a passage of 95 to 98%, which we see just about every year?
I think I do. The state aid figure was not what people had hoped for. We had expected it to be higher. We had hoped it to be higher. This is lower than it's been in about 4 years, but it is an increase. And we know that districts they've gotten used to a tax cap, so they have been thinking about it and planning for it. We've known that the cap this year begins with a calculation of 1.26%, the equivalent of the consumer price index, if you will. And so going in, we're going to have at least know what our state aid figure is going to be, probably a pretty good idea of what our spending obligations are going to be, what we would get under a tax cap, and I'm going to guess that most districts are going to stay at or below their tax cap, and if they do so, they're going to probably have about 98-99% of them are going to pass their budget. If you attempt to override that tax cap, it's a tougher proposition.
The state budget process in recent years has sort of evolved in that issues that are not normally considered a budget issue have found their way into the budget. Is that true with education? Are some extra mandates on education, some extra policies being passed as part of the budget?
Absolutely. Not so much this year. There were some things that were swirling around, but they didn't make their way into the final deliberations. But you look at teacher evaluations and into issues having to do with Common Core learning standards and things of that nature. This year, we saw a lot having to do with raise the age and other policy matters that are political hot potatoes that are front and center during this budget process. And those of us who are just hoping to get that budget and thinking that this is all about financing are somewhat dismayed from time to time to find that these things that are hanging up that budget are things that are, one might think, are not truly related to financial considerations.